Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to talk about volunteer. We have Nadia Okamoto with us. Nadia, she's the founder and executive director of Period. Hi, Nadia. 你好。
你好。
Alright, today we are going to talk about voluntary work. I know you started work, you founded Period.
Yes.
When you were 16. Yeah, can you please describe the organization?
Yes. So Period, we are a youth-run global organization, run by mostly volunteers, and we celebrate and provide menstrual hygiene through advocacy, education, and service, through the global distribution of menstrual products and the engagement of youth leadership through a nationwide network of campus chapters. So in the last 2 years, we've addressed about 78,000 periods through 40 nonprofit partners in 25 states and 15 countries, and we've registered about 67 campus chapters at universities and high schools around the United States.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. The way we say volunteer in Chinese, we say 志工. Yeah, 志, that means the will, determination. So someone is determined to do something. So 志. Yeah, it's the fourth tone, so we go down. 志. Yeah, and then the second character, work, is actually 工. Gong means work.
Gong.
So the person determined to work with their own will. Mm. And that's 志工. So they do that voluntarily and no one forced them to do it. And they do it normally, of course, it's non-paid job for many people. And then they do it because they believe something greater than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 志工. And this is the way I grew up when, of course, at some period of our lives, we probably all volunteered to do some work. And then in Taiwan, it's quite a big movement. Mm-hmm. Like at any point when I was a student, some of us, we volunteered to work in the orphanage or with some of them in the care home. And sometimes we work with homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And in your case, you work with menstrual hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But in China, they use slightly different usage. Just like English and American English, they have different usage. So in China, they say 志愿者. That's right. 志 is the same character, the will and the determination. So 志愿 is the second character. That means the hope and to wish. So I wish and I hope. 愿. 志愿, that means volunteer.
志愿.
Yeah, I volunteer something. It's a verb. And then 者, that 者 is the description of a role, a person.
Mm-hmm.
者.
志愿者.
So 志愿 both are the fourth tone. So you can say that in a, like a punchy and energetic way. 志愿. That's it. And then 者. It's a third tone, so you can go down first and then up. 者. And when you hear 者, it's actually quite common. For example, when we say 作者, that means the writer.
Mm-hmm.
作 is the to write, to create the work, 作者. And then when you say 记者, that means the journalist. And 记 is to record, to report. So to record something, the person who records what's happening is a journalist. 记者. Yeah. So 志愿者 in this case, that's a person who performs this job. So like 者, for example, another good example, it's 舞者. 舞 is to dance.
Mm-hmm.
A dancer. 舞者. So 志愿者 in China is the same meaning in Taiwan, like 志工. And it's just a different way of saying things. And then in Hong Kong, they actually say 义工. And 义, that's a very interesting word. And that means someone who is very loyal and someone volunteer to do something and someone who is very, very straight and very honest person. So 义工.
义工.
And in fact, 义工. Yeah, in fact, nowadays, because of the internet and because of the mass media, you hear all of them. All the three different words in all different places in the world. So it's interchangeable. Mm-hmm. People understand you. Just like when I say restroom or when I say toilet or when I say the loo, and people know I'm saying the same thing. or like apartment here in the US, and you sometimes say condo, and then in the UK they say flat.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, and people will understand that.
Yeah.
Okay, so 志愿者.
志愿者.
志工.
志工.
义工.
义工.
Okay, so how many 志愿者 do you have?
So we have an estimated 7,500 volunteers.
Right.
Yeah, 志愿者.
Okay.
And they're based, the majority of them are in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the majority, but a large percentage. But we have them all over. We're in 25 states right now.
Right. And then what is the recruiting process?
So basically people hear about us. They read about us online. We're one of the most highly publicized youth-run organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And I go on speaking tour and talk to a lot of different schools or whoever will listen. And we engage new people. And then that's kind of how they just get excited and they reach out to us.
Right. Wow, that's incredible. And good luck with your work. It's very meaningful.
Thank you.
And wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Nadia, for joining us. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we talk about volunteer, 志愿者. You say that in China, and 义工. You actually say that in everywhere in the world, 义工. Or sometimes people say 志工. They all mean the same thing, volunteer workers. Okay. Please don't forget to join us, review us, and share what you have learned. And don't forget to visit talk.chineseseed.com. There's a lot of learning material out there. I'll see you next time. Bye. 再见.
再见.
再见.